Continuing on with our Jefferson West locker room chat here on KNZA, Brandon Tamman. We're joined now by the Tigers boys coach, that is Joe Smith. It is brought to you by Heinen Repair. The Big 7 League regular season schedule is all wrapped up and, of course, getting ready for Sub-State early next week, and we'll dive into it momentarily. But, Coach, you know, quite the test for your team. It was a non-league game. It was a regular season finale game on Tuesday. You had to travel to Baldwin. They're a top-tier team in Class 4A, and they're looking to be that two seed in the Class 4A East bracket, but 65-45 the final, and, you know, seeing one of the best teams in a classification above 3A, you know, certainly a good test and kind of getting your guys well prepared here for Sub-State next week.
Absolutely, and I think the timing of that game is, you know, like you said, right, you know, getting you ready to play, you know, in the Sub-State. So I told our guys that would be a great test for us, you know, to see where we are at this point in the season and give us a good idea of, you know, some things that we, you know, need to clean up and, you know, make sure that we're on top of our game for, you know, heading into, you know, Sub-State play.
You know, you brought back pretty much a good chunk of the team from last year. You know, the Big 7, you know, still kind of going through Sabetha winning the outright league title, you know, once again this year, but everyone else kind of just beating up on each other for the most part. You know, Nemaha Central, Perry Compton, both double-digit seasons in terms of wins in the league. And then you have a lot of teams just kind of jumped up in the middle there with you guys. Hiawatha, Holton came on strong here down the stretch. Just as you look at the 23-24 portion of the schedule, you know, just Big 7 specifically, how do you feel the league played out, and was it kind of the expectation you thought?
And the league is, like I said, when I first got to Jeff West, I didn't know much about, you know, like the Big 7. I had heard of some of the schools, but some of them I had never heard of before. So, you know, just going through it the first time, I mean, you just realize, like, I mean, it doesn't really matter what size the school is. I mean, there's some talented players all across the state and some really good coaches, across the state, especially in the Big 7 league. So, I learned quickly that there are no easy games, and you got to bring it every single night. And like all these guys compete, like I said, super talented players. So, and this league is probably one of the, in my opinion, probably one of the premier smaller school leagues in the state of Kansas. So, you know, just being able to compete in it every night, and, you know, it challenges your players, it challenges, you know, me and my staff as coaches, you know, just making sure that we're prepared to, you know, face every team that we play in the Big 7.
Certainly going to be more of a challenge next year when those teams from the Mideast come in and merge and create the Big East League, of course. But specifically with your team here in 23-24, again, the expectations going in, do you feel like, you know, you met what kind of expectations you were wanting? Again, it was a team that was pretty much all the way brought back from last year. You know, just you guys specifically, how do you kind of grade out this regular season that you guys had?
I think my guys are starting to understand that, you know, winning is hard, and, you know, that's at any level. And, you know, Jeff West, I guess I don't want to say historically, but, you know, in the past, recently, you know, hasn't been a winning program. So, I mean, that's one thing that I, you know, wanted to change when I got here. And, you know, we're starting to do that consistently, and guys are, you know, bought into the idea of you get out of it what you put into it. Like, it can't be I just show up in November and the expectation is, oh, I want to go win the Big 7 or win all these games. Like, I mean, you gotta work and you gotta grind and you gotta show up and, you know, pay your deposits every single day, to get stuff out of it. So, you know, I think guys are slowly buying into that from the younger guys to, you know, some of our older guys. And it helps when you can, you know, when you consistently bring back the same guys. So, you know, if the turnover was a lot, I think it would be harder. But, you know, that first year just playing, you know, all freshmen and sophomores to consistently bring those guys back for the last two or three years, you know, we've seen some growth from guys individually, which in turn has, you know, paid dividends for us as a group. And it may not, you know, look like that a lot of times from the win column, but, you know, from the eye test and, you know, the way that these guys play and compete and, you know, being able to do things that they couldn't do, you know, a year ago or 2 years ago, is, you know, kind of how we judge that. So, you know, work's not done. You know, we still have, you know, opportunity to, you know, hopefully make a run in this Sub-State, which again is something that, you know, Jeff West hasn't done in a while. So, you know, there's some positive things to look at it like that.
Finally, Coach, real quick, yeah, Sub-State, let's dive into it. Royal Valley is hosting this Class 3A Sub-State. Of course, plenty of Big 7 teams in there. Bishop Ward, another double-digit win team. non-league. Topeka Hayden, also ACCHS out of the Northeast Kansas League. Seems pretty locked in with the 4-5 matchup. You guys would go to Hiawatha early next week to open up that sub-state. Do you like the familiarity factor? Seeing teams, of course, that you're familiar with in a situation like this? Are you more on the other side of, man, once we get to this point, I'd like to see someone maybe out of the outside of the league and maybe a team that's unfamiliar with us?
Well, I like both ways of it. Familiarity, like you kind of know what to expect going into the game. Like there won't be an unknown. Like, I mean, we've seen them twice. They've seen us twice. So pretty much will come down to, who can impose their will. But I also like the flip side of it. This is the third year in a row that I played a Big 7 team first round of sub-state. So, you do kind of want to see, go out and, play some other teams and see some other teams. But, like I said, the familiarity aspect of it does help a little bit in your plan and your game plan to, prepare for these games.
Jefferson West boys basketball coach Joe Smith brought to you by Heinen Repair. Tigers and Red Hawks in the first round of the Royal Valley Class 3A Substate coming up on Monday evening. When you move on, lose your season is done. Hard to believe we're at this point in the season. Well, Coach, we appreciate your time as always. Good luck early next week to start that Substate tournament, and we will talk to you one more time next week.
All right, it sounds good. Thank you.